Hot Cares Christmas, spreading joy through Joburg on Hot 102.7.
Hot Cares Christmas here on Hot 102.7, and we've now received another letter. This is from Gail Fundersunt, and she sent us an email about Claudia, who never wanted children. Claudia's had a bit of a rough time, and it's difficult. Yeah. Her family has had huge issues, and we're going to phone her and have a chat and see what she says. But bottom line is that children are the most important thing. And I think in any family disaster, you have got to make sure that the children in that family are taken care for first and foremost.
Hello.
Hello, Claudia. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. Listen, my name's Simon Parkinson, and we basically are from the Big Joburg Drive.
At Hot 102.7.
Yeah.
And we've had an email from Gail Fundersunt. Do you know Gail?
Yes, she's a friend of mine.
She told us a little bit, in fact, quite a lot, about you and the time that you've been having recently. If you'll indulge me just for a second, she said to me that you never wanted children. Like good friends of mine, they also didn't want children, and you know, they buy themselves presents instead of paying school fees. So I understand that. I also believe, though, that you now, in actual fact, have got some children living with you. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your sister, Bianca, and the troubles that you've been having? You know, you don't have to go into too much detail.
Oh, my word. Yeah, so my sister is a drug addict. She uses hardcore drugs, heroin, nyalpe, crystal meth. She speedballs, which is injecting both crystal meth and heroin at the same time.
Sure.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
She's been a drug addict since about 2012. We've been in and out of a million rehabs with her. My parents have exhausted everything. They've lost so much because she's stolen so much.
Mm.
And so, yeah, the welfare was called in, I think, December, end of December. And then they called me in January and asked me if I would take Bianca's daughter, Haley, who's two, well, she was two then, into immediate temporary safe care custody. So I was very scared, but they said if there was nobody else to do it, then she would go to the orphanage.
Yeah.
So Haley's the first child, first baby I've actually ever held. Because I'm scared of children, sorry. I'm a dog mom.
But there's something special about Haley.
Yeah. So Haley and I, we just sort of connected, you know, so there was no ways I could let her go. So yeah, I went to the welfare on January 10th to fill out some forms, and then we took my sister into another rehab. So January 11th is when my life changed, and well, Haley has changed my life in every single way. She's the most incredible little girl. I've never cried so much in my entire life. The first 8 weeks were absolutely horrendous.
I'm sure. Welcome to parenthood.
She cried for her mom. No, she cried so much for her mom. The screaming and the crying every single night. And all I tried to do was just keep consoling her. So we always tell her mommy's at the doctor.
I believe you've also taken on Jonathan as well. He's 15.
He stays with me periodically. Sometimes he'll stay for a week or two and then he'll go back to my parents. It just depends. But I do my best to take care of him. I can't afford school fees for him. He hasn't been to school for like 2 or 3 years now.
Mm.
But I do my best to help Jonathan wherever I can. You know, him and his dog, Karma, they come a lot to my house. And he sleeps over and try and give him little, you know, odd jobs just to keep him busy on the farm, you know, just to help him.
Yeah.
So Jonathan, I do my best for. Haley, she didn't have a birth certificate, so I arranged and organized the birth certificate. So she's on medical aid now because her chest is not always so good because drugs was used throughout the entire pregnancy.
Oh, wow.
Got her into a nice school. I put her into a school close to my work. Been a hell of a year.
But this is putting financial stress on you, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My fiance was living with me, but he moved out 3 months ago. We're still together. It's just the stress and the strain.
Yeah.
Of everything was just too much.
For someone that didn't want to be a mum, you seem to have taken on the role pretty well.
Oh, no, she's my life now. She's my absolute everything.
Here's what we're going to do, okay, at Hot Cares with Hot 102.7. We're going to sort out 1 year's creche for Haley, 3,000 rand a month for 12 months. We'll sort that out. We'll pay it for you.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
Are you serious?
For real.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know how much that would help? You don't even know.
Okay, that's going to be sorted. Wow. We're going to get that sorted.
On top of the crash fees for Haley, we're also going to be giving you a pick and pay voucher for 5,000 Rand for clothing and food.
What?
Well, you know, you got to look good.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And Christmas is coming up, so, you know, you'll get a chance to take care of all the things that you need for Christmas with that voucher. And not only that, but also we're topping that up with 2,000 Rand per month for a year on your Dis-Chem account. And it doesn't end there. We're also going to make sure that you look good and you feel good so that you can spoil yourself with the Soul Bank voucher. So you can feel good and spoil yourself.
That's for you, Mum.
Your hair and,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Wow.
You are stepping up to the plate and deserve a big round of applause.
Thank you. I'm in shock.
Okay.
Thank you so, so
bye
much.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Bye.
Hot Cares Christmas. Spreading joy through Joburg on Hot 102.7.